Are you planning on hosting any dinners this holiday season? Maybe you've got a particular kind of meat or fish or a vegetarian option in mind. Our Food Friday guest today has three words for you: sear, deglaze, and embellish. She came out with a new book that's all about easy-to-make entrees and flavorful, versatile sauces to go with them. Susan Volan is a freelance writer, chef, and cookbook collaborator in Seattle. She's the author of the new book, Searing Inspiration: Fast, Adaptable Entrees and Fresh Pan Sauces. It was selected by NPR as one of its best books of 2018. Susan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I love the approach you're taking. You know, some cookbooks are like, you know, chemistry textbooks. You got to follow the instructions precisely and get things just right. You're giving us really a method that we can learn and adapt along the way. Talk about the inspiration for doing that.
Well, funny that you say that, because I actually worked on one of those, or several of those really tweaky chemistry-based books. And I think this book is kind of that screeching U-turn from that technique, because I went from measuring hard-to-pronounce ingredients in quarters of a gram into, hey, why not just throw a skillet on the pan and make some good dinner, what sounds good, and maybe using some wine from your glass to start it.
And you've got kind of a three-step process. Actually, basically every recipe in here, you've got prep, sear, and sauce. Those are the three stages. Let's talk about searing a little bit. What do we mean when we're talking about searing our fish, meat, or other protein?
Well, we're talking about a surface technique, something that is going to be browning. It's essentially browning, and that concentrates the flavors and just... It's a quick fix, all done in a controlled heat of a skillet, and I think it's really important that people know how to wield a skillet thoughtfully and well, because I think a hot pan can be sort of intimidating for people. It's so simple, and yet sometimes it's so easy to get wrong. So I try to just reassure people that there are a few techniques and a few ways to handle a pan, which will forever, forever make you some great dinners.
Yeah, one of your little tips, and I've heard this elsewhere, and I still can't bring myself to do it. I don't know why. Heat the pan first, get the pan hot, then you add the oil. Why?
Absolutely, always. And you have trouble with that?
I don't know. I want to get the oil out. I feel weird about heating an empty pan. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think part of that is because there have been warnings, especially on pans with coatings on them, that you should never heat them empty. But if you use a pan, like I suggest, that doesn't have any kind of a treatment or coating in it, it's okay to just heat it up on the stove. And the reason I suggest that is because then you get that oil, you get the pan to the right temperature, then you add the oil and it instantly gets to that right temperature too, as opposed to putting oil, cold oil, in a pan and essentially cooking it and not really knowing when it's the right temperature. And it also really secures that nonstick properties of a pan that isn't nonstick. It gives you that sort of hydroplaning action that means that you never need to use a nonstick pan for these recipes.
And for the sauce part of the equation here, a little stickiness maybe isn't so terrible?
Oh, it's the best part. Yeah, I've done recipes side by side, actually, very simple recipes side by side in a pan with a nonstick coating and a pan with a regular coating, and gave them blind tasting to people. And they all chose the one prepared in a regular skillet over the one in the nonstick pan, because it's that stickiness, it's that concentrated juices and those brown flavors that work as a base for these pan sauces. We just rehydrate them, we liquefy them, and we turn them into this wonderful sauce to go with whatever you cooked.
Now, before we get into a specific recipe, let's turn to the sauce side of the equation. I get a little intimidated by the concept of, ooh, making a reduction sauce, or, you know, and I've looked at recipes where they're like, I don't know, all day processes, something like that. You make it really simple. Talk about the basics of, you've seared the meat or whatever, and now we're turning it into a sauce.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the same techniques are repeated over and over again through the book. It's those fundamentals of a sear, listening to it, getting it nice and brown, then using the most of those little brown sticky bits on the bottom of the pan, which are going to be turned into aromatics. We throw in some garlic and some shallots. We add some flavors into those. And then we do the deglazing techniques, which can be used with any flavorful liquid. I always recommend wine, white wine or red wine, depending on what the main dish is, or some vermouth. But I also use carrot juice sometimes, or I use stock, or I use a little bit of vinegar works really well to make that hydration. And then you cook it down to a couple tablespoons and embellish it with fresh seasonal vegetables or a condiment that you might have. I've recently made shrimp with some orange marmalade, and those are the embellishments. They still can only take 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't take long. And then you have a sauce, and you have, once you understand those fundamentals, you can mix and match and play around with ingredients you have on hand or come up with anything that you that sounds good to you that night.
Talking to Susan Voland, author of Searing Inspiration, Fast Adaptable Entrees and Fresh Pan Sauces on this week's edition of Food Friday. Now, Susan, you shared a few recipes with us. We have these online, by the way, WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's check one of them out now. Chicken with buttery fresh tomato and basil sauce. It's still in that that familiar process. Talk through this particular recipe.
Well, chicken is one of those things that a lot of people ask me. I wrote another big book on sauces, and people said, I've got chicken, I need something to serve with, and I'm tired of what I usually do. So chicken is something that everyone often has on hand. So I used a boneless, skinless chicken breast. I sear them till they're nice and brown but not dried out. Take them out of the pan and then make a quick pan sauce with all these fundamental techniques and ingredients that people often have on hand, which is some garlic, a little pinch of red chilies, and then some diced tomatoes. You can use canned diced tomatoes or a fresh diced tomato, maybe just a cup, a little bit, till it gets saucy, just a little bit. And then some white wine and butter, a touch of butter, and then fresh chopped basil on top. And you spoon that over the chicken, and it's not like a tomato sauce, and it's not like a butter sauce. It's like this beautiful amalgam of both with these fresh flavors of herbs and basil on there.
And what
works beautifully with fish. It works well with tofu, if you'd like.
I was just going to say, one of the things I love about the book is you talk through this recipe. It's chicken with this sauce, but you give tips on mixing and matching. Okay, use the same sauce, but do it with fish or tofu or something else.
Yeah. Every recipe in the book says this sauce also goes well with, because the whole point of it isn't necessarily following one particularly locked-in recipe, but it's understanding the techniques and then being able to make them work for you. So if you're not a fish eater or you don't like chicken, you can make it with a portobello mushroom cap or a lamb chop.
And another recipe you shared with us, again, we have this up at WPR.org/Food Friday. This is the ancestral recipe, I think, of everything in the book. Here's what it's called. It's been a long damn day, wine from your glass pan sauce. Talk about that one.
That's actually the impetus of the whole book. I did write another book, and that was a recipe at the end, kind of saying, listen, we've talked about sauces, but what you really want on the end of the day sometimes is something easy and made in the same skillet. So it's these fundamentals of searing something. You've had a long day. You just want something to eat. And with these fundamentals, you can use what you have in the fridge, even eggs, and you can use the ingredients you have on hand. And you can usually have a meal done before a pizza would be delivered. I know I can. So it's that kind of sear, add aromatics, deglaze the pan, add something that's handy, maybe a touch of butter, put it on a plate, throw something fresh or crunchy or some kind of garnish on top, and your day suddenly is a little bit easier, and it's a nicer to sit down and have a meal. And it's a better way to, I don't know, celebrate a long damn day.
And this is, I don't know, for me, this is more fun cooking. I'll say this is more up my alley than the precisely follow the exact recipe mode of cooking. Do you have more fun doing it this way? Because you've done a lot of both.
Well, I think it is, the way I cook is very spontaneous and kind of unstructured, but I'm married to somebody who likes really structured recipes. So the recipes I know some people are really comfortable following specific recipes. So I understand the value of that, and I have included that, but I do always urge them to say, hey, if you like more garlic, add more garlic. Or if you taste it and you think it needs a little something, think about what it needs. Maybe put in a squeeze of lemon juice. And yes, it is fun. It is the better you are at these things, and the more you trust yourself, and the more you consciously take. What I like to say too is that if you don't like the taste of it, and you try to cook for other people's tastes, there's a chance that no one at the table is going to like what's for dinner. But if you cook for your own taste and you make it taste right for you, then at least somebody is going to be happy and enjoying their dinner.
And part of the goal in the book is a learning process, I think. So each time we make something, maybe we look at it and say, oh, what if next time I added blank? Is that part of how we learn to be good cooks along this line?
Oh, I hope so. I think so. Yes. Trying something new. I mean, granted, pickle juice and grapefruit aren't always going to work out for you, but, you know, you'll learn that. You'll learn that with practice, right?
Two great tastes that taste great together. So what do you have a next experiment, a next frontier that you want to try now, Susan?
Right now, I'm really happy with searing and sauces. I'm kind of trying to spread the gospel of sauce everywhere I go and try to take some of the mystery and the formality out of it and remind people that, you know, a piece of fish is great, but a piece of fish with a quick sauce on it is, you know, quite spectacular.
We'll leave it there. Susan, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Susan Voland is a freelance writer, chef, and cookbook collaborator in Seattle. She's the author of the book we've been talking about. It's called Searing Inspiration, Fast, Adaptable Entrees and Fresh Pan Sauces. NPR picked it as one of the best books of 2018. We've got three, actually, of her recipes posted online. Two that we talked about, the wine from your glass pan sauce, the chicken with buttery fresh tomato and basil sauce. This one looks good, too. Pan-toasted rustic bread with Swiss cheese and wine sauce. Find those at WPR.org/Food Friday or on the Ideas Network Facebook page.